We're here at the Gateway Nama Happy Hour, and this is an interview that's going to include multiple participants. So we don't want to just pick out one person and say they have to do it. But we're going to start with Lance. Lance, you're our leader, and what's kind of the idea behind having a happy hour for a chapter meeting?
I think for our chapter that hasn't been incredibly active in the last couple of years, this is a way in a non-formal setting to kind of get people re-energized in a social setting, get them to know one another so they'll have a reason to come to a meeting and network with fellow members in an informal manner. So we're going to see how many people we can get here to have fun, and then if they have fun, then hopefully they'll come and want to do something educational in the near future.
Well, we don't have exclusively, but there are a few members of, folks that work at Osborne and Barr Communications here, and over here on this side, and they were just kind of waiting for their chance to say something. We've got Nancy and Mandy. You've had some involvement in helping set up this meeting tonight, right?
Well, Nancy did most of the grunt work. I just sent out the invitations. But Mandy sets up almost everything else.
Well, and so kind of what's our expectation for participation here tonight?
We're hoping close to 30, which for our membership is pretty good to get out for one event.
Especially when it's a party, right?
Exactly. They ranked that networking was their highest priority for being a member in our survey that we just got the results back for. So,
well, I think that's a very high priority for anybody who is a NAMA member, frankly. We are a professional improvement organization in a way, but it really, the context we make is very important, right?
Oh, that'd be correct. I think this is what a lot of people, especially in the St. Louis region where there is so much agricultural business, it's good to get to know everyone else that you work with.
Well, speaking of agricultural businesses, we have one that's a member that's Novus International. And we've got a whole contingent here, right, Jeremy?
Yes, we do. Jeremy Lugin and Tricia Beal with Novus International.
So tell me a little bit, what kind of a company is Novus? There are some people who may not actually know.
I'm sure there are. We are an animal health and nutrition organization. So we make basically additives that go into animal feed to make feed healthier for the animals, make the animals healthier.
So why are you a member of NAMA, or why do you want to be involved in an organization like this?
Well, from a marketing standpoint, networking is very important, and being able to communicate with people that were within your industry and know your industry is extremely important, for Novus. And, we want other people to know who we are as well.
Great. Well, I think that makes perfect sense. Good enough reason for me, anyway. Let's turn over here. We got a couple other guys that have not gotten in the conversation yet. Mike and Brian, tell me, why are you involved in NAMA, especially this chapter?
Well, Chuck, I think I've been involved with NAMA since college at Iowa State, and it's just a good opportunity to meet people and network with people, also take advantage of the professional development opportunities. I remember one of the first sessions we held at Iowa State was a Dress for Success session, and that was very appropriate for a green college kid, but it's those types
of... So obviously, I know this is audio, so people can't see this, but you didn't really pick up much on what they told you there? Is that what I'm
Is that what you... am I getting a little...
Mike's very down. No,
Brian over here, though, has a tie on.
I'm on vacation this week, so...
Well, but Brian over here works for Drake & Company, and you're helping update the chapter website.
Yes, sir. We're trying to just show people that we're more active, and we're trying to get our brand out there and remind people that NAMA is a great organization to get involved with if you're in the agri-marketing business or agri-industry. And, hopefully that website helps them know what's going on with the organization and keeps them up to date. So they can come to things like this happy hour. And down the road, we're planning on having a Cardinals game we're going to later this summer. And so we hope that through that avenue and several others that they'll come out and join us and participate in some of our events.
Well, we wish that your compatriot Courtney was here with us, but we know she had other things to do. So we're going to go ahead and end this because I think I'm running out of any kind of idea of what to talk about next, but we'll post this on the website and on AgWired as well. So for those who could not make it, they'll get a sense of what they missed and all that professional improvement. Or no, networking opportunities they would have here. This is not professional improvement tonight, I don't think. So I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.